Blog Talk Radio.
How many of you tonight have found the Savior? Come on, put them hands up there if you found him. Now put them together for him. Put them hands together for the Lord tonight. He's worthy to be praised. This is for all the mothers out there. I know you like this. At Vanderbilt Hospital on the 10th floor,
My body had too much fluid.
Wait a minute.
Seem like every clinic in Nashville say we can't dialyze you. How many know God always got a ram in the bush? Can I get a witness in here? I had too much fluid on me and had to sit up. Couldn't lay in the bed or sleep. It was cutting my breath. But I got down to Vanderbilt Hospital on the 10th floor. They ran me for 3.5 hours. And when I got off of the machine, I got out of the bed. I began to shake myself. And the doctor said, we never seen a man. Seem like everybody that gets on the machine, when they get off, they gotta sit down and relax. But I told him, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and this is not for me. Touch a neighbor, say, he's sweet, I know. Look at him, say, he's sweet, I know.
Hallelujah. He's sweet, and I knew it. Can you say that? He's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. I know because he's brought me from too many situations over and over and over again. I know because he's lifted up my bowed down head. I know because he has mended my broken heart. I know because when those that said that they would never leave me, when those who said that they would never hurt me, when those who said, I love you, Vaughn, when those very ones turned around and did all the things that they promised that they would never do, who was there? Who was there to lift me up? Who was there to shake off the dust and get me and set me back up on my feet? Who was there to pull me out of my self-pity when I had made mistakes and got myself into awkward situations? Who was there? Who's always there to love me? It was Jesus. It was Jesus. And so I can testify today and say, and I'm not ashamed to tell the world, that he's sweet. And I know it. I know he is. I know that he's sweet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know that you're sweet. I thank you for all that you're doing for me. I thank you because you are sweet. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you and I praise your name. You're sweet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're going to get excited in life, why not get excited about someone who will always be there for you, who's always in your corner? Even when you make mistakes, he's always in your corner. That's something, that's the person that we should worship. That's why we praise our God, because regardless, he still is there for us. With his arms wide open, his heart is wide open, ready to receive you, ready to receive me. ready to receive your situation, my situation. He won't turn against you because you're incarcerated. He won't turn against you because you sinned. He won't turn against you because you committed adultery. He won't turn against you because you murdered. He still opens up his heart, and he gives you the option, the liberty, the freedom to come to him, bow down heads, on your knees, open your heart, and just forgive it. Give it to him. Release it out to him. Oh, that's a sweet God. That's a sweet God. So he's sweet, and we give him praise, and we thank him, and we worship him. We worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is your freedom free? Is your freedom free? Do you have liberty? Do you have liberty? Believe it or not, we as believers have been granted liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices that will change our lives, that will change the world, the ones that are around us, change our families. We have been given that liberty, granted liberty in the Spirit of God, liberty to make changes in our lives. Hallelujah. I don't care where you've been and how far you came from or how far away from the Lord you feel that you are right now, you have been granted liberty. And that's the good news. Hallelujah, that's good news. Get excited about it. You may not see how you're going to make it to that situation, make it to your where your promised land is going to be, but let God lead you, and you come to him just as you are. You may be in a situation right now, and you said, I'm just getting started. You may be a young person, and you said, I know I want to be successful in life. I know that. I don't have all the answers to in life, but I know from what I can see right now, I don't want to be the one just making the same mistakes over and over and over again. I realize, however, that I will make mistakes because these bones are wrapped in flesh, so you will make mistakes, but I don't want to make the same mistakes over and over again. I do want to be successful. So the first thing that you must do is acknowledge that the only way that you can succeed is to be successful in finding a relationship and growing and letting God give you growth in his Spirit. It's the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. You are spirit. God is spirit, and God is love. And if you start right now, giving yourself to the Lord, I guarantee you, he will give himself to you. Hallelujah. He will give himself to you. We're going to go ahead and start with our scripture. Our scripture is coming tonight from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is in the Old Testament, but it's not. And we're doing Psalms 92. And it says, and we're doing 1 through 8. It says, it is good to praise the Lord. Let's just say it again. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That should bring a smile to your face. Just the opportunity to praise him again. He said, it is good to praise the Lord. And make music to your name, O Most High. It's good to proclaim your love in the morning. And it's good to claim your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. Just look around the world and just I can just sing for joy, just seeing the works of his hand. When I see the moon just sitting there in the sky, it's the works of his hands, and it just gives me joy. I can just sing for joy at the works of your hand. Verse 5 says, how great are your works, O Lord? How profound your thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that your thoughts is not my thoughts. Verse 6 says, the senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand you. That though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever, forever, forever. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I humble myself before you. I come to you, Jesus, to the cross. Dear Father, I come to you with thanksgiving in my heart, and I truly have praise on my lips. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you for another day's journey. I thank you for just being able to get up this morning. Thank you for every person that my eyes was able to see today. Oh, I thank you, dear Father, for all around me, dear Father, just seeing your mighty works, your hand at work, not only in my life, but in my family's life, not only in my family's life, but in my coworkers' life. I could turn on the TV and still see you there. All around the world, creation is yours. And hallelujah, nothing can stop your mighty hand from doing what you have set out to do. I thank you, Jesus, for your presence right here, right now. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you, dear Father, for every listener, whether right now or in the archives, dear Father. And I ask, dear Father, that you go inside of their minds and their heart. Hallelujah. And just pour your spirit out. Oh, and if you find anything that shouldn't be, just take it out. And refill them up with your love, with your joy, with your mercy, with your peace. And may they share it and share that same love and mercy with someone who comes to do them wrong. Someone who doesn't say the things that they feel they should have said. Someone that doesn't go the places they said that they would go. But, dear Father, may your spirit within us now be able to forgive those that trespassed against us. Oh, the same way that you forgive us, dear Father, as we trespass against you and others. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to pour out your spirit amongst us all. May we never be the same after the word that you present with us right now. And I thank you, dear Father, for allowing me to just decrease and step back, dear Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Father, for choosing me to just open up my heart and just let you use me, and that you may use my mouth to speak your words to your people in this day and time and their situations right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And let every heart say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every heart say amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you all. God keep you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are doing. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio host, and everyone that is here, all the listeners. This is I, your servant, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I invite you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, it's 646-652-4916. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the Lord. Liberty, is your freedom free? Hallelujah. And tonight's broadcast, we are especially in prayer for Mike Sanchez and his family, as his grandfather has been hospitalized and now looks like it's going to be moved over to hospice care for pancreatic cancer. But we know that God is a healer, and we know that God is the lover of our soul. And we just ask God to just love on him and love on his family. Give him what he needs. And if his heart is not right, dear Father, I ask that you send someone to give him that opportunity, dear Father, to just open up and receive you, hallelujah, as who you are, the beginning and the end, that you're the life of his life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Michael Sanchez and his family. And we're praying and keeping in mind and looking for liberty and freedom to touch and be released all over the homes of Linda Williams and her three kids in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. the deliverance that answers to some of the questions that's been bothering her as the head of the household can be released and revealed to her like no woman or man can ever speak it to her. We ask that you reveal to her in your only way, spirit to spirit, the things that you're needing her to see, the things that you need her to see that's going to carry her on another day. Oh, like no one else can do it but you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask, dear Father, that continuous blessings over Linda Chavez, dear Father, and may the weight loss that she's already started, dear Father, just thank you for the 15 pounds, and may it just continue to just move with health. Heal anything, dear Father, in a body that may be trying to block her healing. Hallelujah. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we cancel out anything that is touching any of these families, anything that is coming against them. We cancel it out right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we're coming praying for JD and his family, his job. We're praying for his mindset. We're praying to Father that you spread his comfort. Hallelujah. That you just keep dealing with his heart, that he may keep running and searching for you. If he seek, he will find. Knock and the door shall be open. Keep seeking, my son. And just like if we're cold, we take a comforter to wrap ourselves for warmth. Dear Father, we ask right now that you just be that comfort for him. Comfort his heart in the midst of right now while he's hurting. Comfort, Jesus, is what we call out for in his name. Give him favor in all the situations that are behead him, that are behead of him right now. Give him favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless my kids, LaMeka, JD, James, Tatiana, Nathania, and Janelle. And we ask blessings upon Gary Dobbins. We ask that Gary's healing be in his mind first. And if you touch his spirit, dear Father, it'll control the whole body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that he's thinks that he's going to do or want to say, I ask you to direct it. All the things that he's trying to put in his path and he's trying to grow further as we all are doing daily. Dear Father, as he examines himself, dear Father, let him be able to see a newness each and every day. A little bit more of you each and every day, we pray in Jesus' name. Blessings over my mother, Miss Annie Farrell Harwell, my brothers, W.T., Reggie and DeConcelin, my sisters, Dee and Barbara. In the mighty name of Jesus, blessings over Monique and Michael, Helene and Ryan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And for all the other ones who have prayer requests, we invite you to give us that prayer request at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can also leave a prayer request here at the Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, and we love your holy name. As believers, we all have to make a difference, a number of conscious decisions. We all have to make decisions concerning our jobs. We make decisions concerning our families, our marriages. We make decisions determining who is it that we're going to serve, concerning our God, concerning our life in general. Can you agree with that? Well, if we agree with that, although the decisions we are faced with are often at times difficult for us to make, there's no doubt about that. There is something we all can find joy in. There is something that we all can find joy in. I know when you're going through different situations, it's hard to speak it, but just remember it now. Put that seed inside of you right now to know that there is something always that we can find joy in. Something very few of us believe that we even have at our disposal. That's our liberty, our freedom. Believe it or not, we as believers have been granted liberty in the Spirit of God to make choices. that will effect change not only in our lives, but in the world we live in. We are so get caught up so many times with what's going on around us, in our situations, in our problems, that we forget how easily it is we forget. If we take our eyes off of God, we will forget that we have been granted liberty. We've been granted freedom in the Spirit of God. And that freedom gives us the power to make choices. We want changes in our lives. Those choices will affect change in our lives. And those choices not only will affect the changes in our lives, but in the world that we live in. Do you believe it, sister and brother? You have the power to make changes in the world that you live in. You have the power. The authority has been granted to you to make choices, to change some of the situations that you're in right now. Right now, that situation. You said, the one I'm in? Yes, the one that you're in, that situation. You've been granted liberty over that situation. It has no power over you. Just continue to walk, and you will go through it. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of liberty or freedom is the right and power to act. You may want to just write that down. It's a little bit more that's going to come along with it. Because when you're trying to get this in your spirit, you need to make yourself a little mental notes, whether you have to put it up on your wall, in your car, or your refrigerator, to remind yourself of the freedom, to remind yourself of the liberty that you possess. Again, excuse me, the definition of the liberty or freedom is the right and the power. You got power to act, to believe, or to express oneself in a manner of one's own choosing. Now, within this definition, we discover that we have rights. We have power. And what was it? Yes, we have choices. Let's say it again. I am a believer. Just repeat it. And I have rights. I have power. And I have the right to make choices that will change my situation. Hallelujah. As Christians, all the power and all the rights we have ever needed was transferred to us over 2,000 years ago at the cross. Did you know that? Did you realize, as a Christian, living your life daily, representing that I want to be like Christ, I'm a Christ follower, I'm leading, I'm trying to walk by the examples he set for me, I'm a Christian. All the powers and the rights that you'll ever need, you already have. They were transferred over to you. If someone goes in and they transfer money into your account, but if you never use the money to take care of your basic needs, you could starve. You could be homeless, and your bank account is full of money. But if you refuse to use it, it can't help you. Same situation here, sisters and brothers. Same situation. Everything that you need has been transferred over to you. Over 2,000 years ago, it was done at the cross. That's why it's so important that we understand. Jesus gave his life for us. He transferred all of the power, all of the rights that his Father had gave to him. He transferred it over to you. He transferred it over to me. Why are we not using it? Why do we walk around like we are powerless? Why even doesn't we walk around in a world who tells me the things that we know is wrong, we're calling them now debatable or even right? But we have the power. We have the right to make changes and to live our lives according to Christ. Why are we walking around like we're powerless? It's transferred over to us. The redemption plan literally brought us back from the curse of the law of sin and death, meaning we now have kingdom citizen rights and power. You have kingdom citizen rights and power. And that's what the redemption plan, that's what it was all about. It actually transferred the money and said, well, here you will go. In exchange for their sins, I'm going to give my life. And so it bothers back. Because now you have to, they're no longer under the curse of the law of the sin and death. But now you and I have the kingdom citizen rights and the power. So what does this mean for you and me today? This simply means, sisters and brothers, that we have the ability to act. We have the ability to believe. We have the ability to express ourselves in ways that bring glory to the Father. In ways that bring glory to the Father. See, there are many people who tell and that will run behind and quote different things as God has given you the freedom of choice, to make choices in life. And so that's as far as they take it. But let's take it a little further, my sister and my brother, and understand exactly what you're supposed to be doing with that power, with that freedom. See, again, it just simply means that we have the ability to act, believe, and express ourselves. But how? What choices are we going to act, believe, and express ourselves in? We got to do it in a way that brings glory to the Father. Now, if you're acting, believing, and expressing yourself in ways that brings glory to who? You. Or to you and your four and no more. Then you are violating, you are mistreating the choices that God has given you. So the next time that you think about it and you say, well, I don't believe that this happened or that happened, or God said this, or the Holy Spirit revealed this here to you, because he gave you choices, and you're supposed to live this life by yourself and just go through it making choices the way that you feel is going to be right and just try not to hurt anyone and just try to do what you think is right according to your mind. Remember, those choices is given to bring glory to the Father, to bring glory to the Father. Hallelujah. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You may have the good intentions to live in a good life according to you, or just make sure I don't do anybody wrong as far as I think is wrong. But the road to hell, that's the payment. It's paved with what? Your good intentions. That's what paves the road. You're on the wrong road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't lean not to your own understanding. Make sure that your choices is bringing glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Let's move a little further. However, although they were free and were liberated by the blood of Jesus Christ, we understand it, right? We're free and we're liberated by the blood of Christ. We still must make good choices. Again, to bring glory to the Father. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10 and 23. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10 and 23. It states that all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. Hallelujah. All things are lawful, but you can't profit from all things. Not all things are profitable. See, while we reserve the right and power to make our own decisions, we reserve that right. Within this scripture lies an awesome opportunity to impact the earth with godly decisions. okay, throughout the course of today or throughout this week, I just encourage you to try to become more aware, to try to become more conscious about the type of decisions that face you. Hallelujah. I just challenge you. I know it's tough, and I dare you to make decisions that don't include any self-gain. I dare you this week to make decisions that that don't include any self-promotion. No self-promotions for yourself this week. Hallelujah. I know some of you said, well, I was already planning on something, you know, this, but I dare you to take the challenge. Instead, I asked of you to ask yourself, what would it be like to consider another person over myself? What would it be like to consider another person over myself? And then ask of yourself, what would it be like to resist the temptation to gossip? What would it be like to resist the temptation to backbite? And then ask yourself, what would it be like to become a person of my word for just 7 days straight? To just come be the person, become a person of my word. But just 7 days straight. You see, my sisters and brothers, my Christian leaders, my preachers, my teachers, my apostles, it is time for us all to realize that we are not only free and liberated by the spirit and sacrifice of Christ, but we also now have the ability to experience liberty in Christ. Every day of our lives. Hallelujah. In Christ. Christ living in us. It is time we all took a self-examination of our lives and then discover whether we are making decisions that represent a heart that is truly free in Christ. Because when we're making just choices, because we're living on the fact that He has given us the freedom to choose, we'll find ourselves all confused in our heads, and we will get things, and we'll promote ourselves in one area, but another side of our lives is all tore up, and it's just shambles. It's just a wreck, and people wouldn't believe how badly it's all torn up, and you find yourself dressing yourself up and trying to put on this front, trying to make everybody think that you got it going on and you got it all together and you buy bigger houses and you get the best-looking mates to walk beside you and you go to the biggest churches that you can find and you want your preacher to be the biggest name out there and you do all of these things because as you're trying to make the choices, you still are not free. Your freedom is still not free. Your freedom's still not free, sister. My brother, you know what I'm talking about right now. That stuff is still just messed up in your heart. You still can't get over stuff that was going on 20 and 30 and 40 years ago and is still affecting the way that your kids are living today, all because you were not able to make it lay it down. You were not able to make the choice in Christ and move on and accept what He's given you. Because you're still thinking about the self-gain. You're thinking about what happened to you, the self-pity. You're wrapped up in it. Again, I told you, I know it's going to be tough. But I just dare you to make those decisions. That you're not going to include any self-gain or self-promotion for just this week. But you ask yourself, what would it be like to consider another person over myself? What would it be like to consider the person? Every time I get ready to think about what someone did to me and all the self-pity that I can waddle in for years and days and mess up my life and my kids' life, and they're going to mess up their kids' life and generation on, but what would it be like if you stopped right now if the choices that you make right now is protecting your kids and their future, what would it be like? What would that be like? To consider that the person who hurt you, what would it be like to just take a moment and consider and pray for whoever it was that hurt them? And pray that whoever it was that hurt them can stop hurting, and that the person who hurt you right now will hurt no more, not to themselves and not to others. What if you considered to pray for them for 7 days every day? Moving all anger out of your hearts, and anger you may be in there, but right now I can't deal with you. Right now I just want to pray earnestly for this person. What would it be like just to resist the temptation to gossip about that situation? To gossip about the person who came to you in confidence? Or to backbite about someone who has done something that you just feel like you just can't hold, you just need to spread the word and tell someone? What would it be like to hold the mirror up to your face and think about your deepest secrets? To think about the time when you were not on the right path. And then you turn that mirror around to the world. Turn that mirror around to the world. And what if every person you saw today and in the next 7 days, imagine you holding up the mirror with your secrets on it. And everybody who walks past gets to read for the next 7 days. That's what your gossip does. That's what your backbiting does. Going to be tough, but I dare you to make that decision. To just ask yourself, what would it be like to become a person of your word? If you say you're going to do it, then you're going to do it. When you know you need to take care of that important situation, that you're going to make sure that you get up and do it. You're going to make sure that instead of going out to that luncheon, that you're going to go and do what you need to do. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to self too. Hallelujah. Because it is time for us to do the self-examination of our lives. Or we have to, sisters and brothers, if for us to propel, go forward. If we want to shoot ourselves and get out of the mess that we're stuck in. We're tired of every time we pick up our foot, we just seem like setting it back down in the same mothy stuff over again. It's time you want to move and get somewhere. You got to look at yourself. See, what am I doing? What's holding my liberty back? I think I'm free in one area, but I'm all bogged and chained up in others. My freedom isn't free. Hallelujah. So in that self-examination of our lives, and when we discover whether we're just, again, making decisions that represent a heart that is truly free in Christ, or are we just simply just making decisions? Are we simply just making decisions? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 and 23 tells us, it says, all things are lawful for me, remember? But not all things are helpful. New King James Version. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Hallelujah. I love that. Let's get that in our hearts. Let's believe it. Let's believe it. Let's see how we're holding ourselves back. How some of the things that we do are the reasons why we're in our situation is because of what we are doing. I challenge you today to look out, look for your freedom. Look for areas of growth. Hallelujah. It was a man, his name, I think it was Ravi. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia, and he was speaking about a very prolific subject. It was just so profound. The purpose of the event was to discuss the power and the influence and today's media has on the popular culture. And it took about 30 or 40-minute presentation he did, and he made this one incredible statement, one that I hope will remain with you. He said, without truth, Education is moved to skeptical. And spirituality is moved to the mystical. And art is moved to the sensual without truth. Now, more than ever before, we're living in an age where matters of faith and morality differ from person to person. What has long been considered true, can you agree with me, is now, in the eyes of many, debatable. Where at one time, it was just the truth. It was just the truth. Now it's debatable. While those things that we have already believed to be false are in contrast to our faith, I should say, are now being adopted and accepted as a cultural norm. We knew that those things as false. Now, it's just a cultural norm. Now we're questioning ourselves. Well, maybe it is not a sin to do this. Maybe it is okay for this to happen. See, this reversal of truth, unfortunately, not only exists in the world, but it exists within today's body of Christ as well. And as a result of our individual and collective life pursuits, our money, relationships, our positions, many of us at times have thrown aside the principles of our faith to pursue a sense of freedom that is completely void of this truth. And for some odd reason, we bought into the lie that the freedoms we want to experience in Christ as believers can come about without certain rules and boundaries. We bought into this lie. See, we have created a generation of believers who now have a longing for the mystical to occur in their life, rather than embracing the truths behind sowing and reaping. We want to gain, but we refuse any pain that's associated with it. We want to earn, but we refuse to learn what is necessary to do so. As believers, we really have this freedom thing all messed up. All messed up. Isn't it interesting that the very first time the word free is mentioned in the Bible, God follows it up with a boundary for that freedom to occur. He follows it up with a boundary for that freedom. But in order to be free, it was a boundary. Let's take a look at Genesis. Genesis 2, 15 and 17. Okay, it tells us, it says, then the Lord God took the man and he put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And then the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Again, Genesis 2, 15, 17. See, here we see God, from the very beginning, providing mankind with instructions on how he can flourish freely. There it is, within the garden he provided. Okay? And now along with the boundaries he needed to observe in order to live and succeed. While the Bible is full of all kinds of examples like that, we can learn even more about how God wants us to properly balance our freedom as believers by just looking at his creation. Again, he said you can eat of every tree of the garden freely, and then the boundaries, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in this day you shall surely die, the day that you eat of it. So he gave him the freedom to enjoy and flourish in the garden that he had provided, and then the boundaries he gave in order for man to observe, to live, and succeed. Take example for a river. A river is a body of water that is in a constant movement, capable of sustaining life because of a flow of what? Fresh water. We all understand that, right? Isn't it ironic that the free-flowing rivers are typically surrounding by a variety of boundaries? Whether they consist of rocks or dry land, these boundaries do help keep the waters focused and flowing productively. However, think about it. Whenever a river exists without any boundaries, it is no longer a river. Whenever a river exists without any boundaries, then it's no longer a river. It becomes a swamp. So today, if you're confused or at times find yourself upset with God because your life has begun to look like a swamp land rather than a river of living water, remember this one undeniable truth. God will never answer prayers that would enable us to live more independently of Him. He wants to draw you near to Him, not push you away. God would never answer prayers that will enable us to live more independently of Him. I'm sorry. The freedom God provided us as believers to walk in is in fact not free at all. It requires boundaries. May we all commit right now to establishing some boundaries today. Our scripture for today, again, is Psalms 119 and 45. And it says, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. God bless you. We thank you, Jesus. For the sake of time, we want to just, again, invite you to get in touch with us. Call us. You can reach us by email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, walkwithmegod@aol.com. We're here for you when you need us. And if you have never met Jesus or decided that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I don't want another moment to pass by. I don't want you to take the chance of laying down tonight. And you know not the day, the time, or the hour when the Lord is coming back again. And are you for sure right now that if He chose to carry you home, if you did not wake up tomorrow morning, do you know where you would be? Do you know where you would be? The choices you made in life, are they the choices that would have you in the kingdom? Well, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd just like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever had. Sometimes you just need an introduction. As you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, as I introduce you to the greatest friend, you will be born again. This is according to His word, not Evangelist Vaughn's, but according to His words. And it comes out of the Romans 10:9-10. And here we go. Repeat the words. It says, Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and just make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for just loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all your blood shed for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the newcomers. I thank you, Jesus. Heaven is all open. The angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah. For your decision made right now. Your decision that you made right now. If you just made this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature and excited for you. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it tells us, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole life with Jesus to look forward to starting right now. Your slate is clean, God. So don't let man put you down. Don't let him remind you of what you used to do, because God's going to turn that mess that you had into a message that the world is going to receive. Hallelujah. I know you've been going through some tests, but that's okay. Believe me, just keep trusting. God is going to make it into a testimony that you're not ashamed of anymore. Sister, you're going to share your testimony, and it's going to set somebody free. Hallelujah. It's going to set spirit on fire. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about who has dirt on you, and they saw you do this, and they saw you do that. God saw you first. And God said, I'm going to use where you're coming from. I'm going to use it to heal others. I'm going to use it to set others free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Your slate is clean. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice for you and his great love that he has just for you. Please let me know of your decision to follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to send out Bibles or any pamphlets or anything I can do to help you on your Christian walk. If you need to find a church home in city or state, just let me know. I know a lot of different places. I'll pray about it. God will send us to the right place for you, not just a traditional place that maybe your mother went or your daddy went. That may be your brook. But we'll get together with the Lord, and we'll go in prayer over it. So the decisions that we make can be the one that he has for us. Hallelujah. So again, remember, Christ is thinking of you. Christ is thinking of you. Again, to the families, Michael Sanchez, Linda Williams and her three children, Linda Chava, God bless you. For JD and his family and kids, for my mother, sisters, brothers, nieces, and nephews alike, God bless you and keep you. God is thinking of you. So whatever you do today, don't get too busy. Don't make the wrong choices of life. He's given you the liberty. He's given you the choices to make, choose him, to walk with him. Don't make the wrong choices of life. God loves you. And God has you in his mind, in his heart. He's thinking of you today. Our Heavenly Father is thinking about you. He's thinking about you. And he only wants the best for your life. God bless you.
Or God bless you and keep you. This is Evangelist Von Dimmers with Tri-Anointed Ministries signing off and saying good night, have a blessed night, and if it be God's will, we will see you the next broadcast. God bless you. Bye-bye.